Dear friends in Christ, we might be excused for feeling a little taken aback at the way Jesus treats the Canaanite woman. It is out of character. She pleads for her daughter. He ignores her. The Gospel records one of two occasions when Jesus leaves Jews' territory and steps into a foreign country. This poor Canaanite woman steps in front of him, desperate for healing. She pleads for her daughter. Jesus ignores her, walks past. If someone ignores you, cuts you stone dead, how do you feel? What do you do? Walk away, treat them in the same way, feel angry. The Canaanite woman cannot afford the luxury of anger. She is desperate. She refuses to be snubbed. As he passes by, she continues to shout, persisting in her request, healing for her daughter. The disciples come to Jesus and beg him to send her away. She is getting on their nerves. Send her away. Was Jesus having a bad day? Do we allow him to have a bad day, or is there another reason for his strange behavior? When the disciples plead with him to send her away, Jesus pleads for their understanding. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As if to say, the Jewish people, my people, are my first concern. He can barely cope with the demands of this mission. It must have taken great courage for a Canaanite woman to ask a Jew for help. The Canaanites hated the Jews and were in turn hated by them. Jews referred to the Canaanites as dogs. She brushes the disciples aside. She will not take silence for an answer. She kneels before Jesus. Lord, help me. She is desperate, persistent, and powerless. Lord, help me. Jesus still refuses her, even goat's hair. It is not fair to give the children's bread to dogs. She refuses to take offense. In fact, she outwits Jesus. She is his teacher. In effect, she says, call us what you like. I don't care. Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She overwhelms him. Woman, you have great faith. She breaks through his silence, his belittling of her people, challenges Jesus in her need. Woman, you have great faith. Be it done for you as you desire. Her daughter was immediately cured. But the second level of the story is the one that operates for the reader, and this is where today's gospel really connects with Paul's painful struggle in Romans. The earliest Christians too had to find out the place of their calling. Clearly, in the church for which Matthew was written, there are those who believe that Christianity is primarily for God's original people, not for everyone. This is a battle that Paul had to fight over again in his certainty that he was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. In the end, Paul's theological resolution of this problem, never a complete resolution, but one that he can live with, rests on the faithful love of God. God does not call people in order to dismiss them later, and he does not give gifts and then ask for them back. But when his people do not respond to the call or want the gift, that does not render them useless. Instead, God uses that refusal as an opportunity not to take the gifts away from their original recipients, but not give them more widely, in the hope that when the first recipients see others enjoying God's presence, they will blow the dust of their own and start joining in. Now, of course, the proper context of this is a relationship between Christians and Jews, and it is vital for each side to hear that God intends to include us all in his great plan for our salvation. But if Christians think that is the end of it, then perhaps we need a Canaanite woman to come and ask us impertinent questions. Because the simple truth of the matter is that Christians too often fail to see the scope of what God has intended and will bring to pass. God's call is what brings us into being, and his gift is to make that being real by sharing with us his own life. Whenever we are tempted to make Christianity something small and anxious, we need reminding that even God's crumbs can satisfy us completely.